Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Whether it's Taylor Swift, Shakira, or even fellas like Timothy Chalamet, curls are big news these days. Maybe that is why one of the most popular articles on RTE Lifestyle is the curly girl method. So it's the article that's been up there for a couple of years and it just won't die. So with me now as living proof is the curly girl in question. It is lifestyle lead Shannon Featherston. How are you? Oh, I should turn your microphone on. Now, there you are. Welcome back to the show, first of all.
Thank you.
So, Shannon, are we in the middle of a curl naissance?
I like to think so, because I spent so many years of my life straightening my hair.
Did you?
Oh, every day of school, I straightened my hair to death because GHDs were in. This was the early 2000s. We had to have pin straight hair.
I'm going to tell you the truth is now, I haven't got beautiful hair as the way that you do, but I used to iron it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't believe that we did that.
The damage.
The damage. The damage. But why is this happening now?
I think social media has something to do with it. I think there's more than one way to kind of follow. There's so many trends now. There's so many micro trends. And I think we're generally trying to kind of embrace what we have as opposed to trying to stick to one narrative and look like one superstar. So I think there's a little bit more diversity now. And I think we're trying to look after our bodies and our hair and not be ironing them.
Yeah. I mean, the idea, I think I've mentioned it to a few of my younger cousins and stuff that I used to iron my hair, and the disgust,
I know,
the utter disgust that they look at you with. So what is the curly girl method?
Yeah, so obviously there's many methods and products and ways to look after curly hair, but when we talk about the curly girl method, it's a guide that was written by Lorraine Massey back in 2011. So she's an American woman and she wrote a guidebook called Curly Girl, The Handbook. And she basically found these rules. She tried to make it super simple that you can make the most out of your hair no matter if you have waves or curls or whatever you have. So it's pretty simple, but it is time consuming, which is why people sometimes start with that and then maybe go off and do their own thing a little bit. But the main rules are, so first of all, you're going to get rid of shampoo.
What?
No shampoo. I know. Scandalous. I know, people.
So how'd you get rid of the dirt out of
you? So you're going to use, you can either use conditioner and you're going to use the tips of your fingers and you're just going to scrub, like really give yourself an absolute scalp massage and lift everything and then rinse it off. Or if you're not there yet, and I was never there, I couldn't do it. But you can find low sulfate or no sulfate shampoos, which are kind of like cleansers. So they don't foam up, but then that stops your hair from drying out because curly hair tends to get very dry very quickly.
Sorry, so why no shampoo?
Yes, it's the drying ingredients that are in it. So you can find cleansers that aren't so harsh, but a lot of shampoos, you know, when all those suds, they're just taking all the oils out of your hair and curly hair needs a lot of moisture. So she's saying,
can you still fully clean your hair?
Yeah, I mean, she's written a whole book on it. You can, but you just have to really scrub. You really have to put the elbow grease in. Yeah.
Okay, so step one, get rid of the shampoo.
Yeah, I know, scary. And then you're going to use your conditioner and then you're saying goodbye to the hairbrush.
What?
Yeah, you're saying goodbye to the hairbrush because you're just going to use your fingers. Because when you're using a brush, it's basically too harsh in your hair and you're going through the tangles and you're breaking your hair. So you're supposed to very slowly, with your conditioner, use your fingers. Again, I didn't stick to that because I don't have the patience. But it is very good if you can manage it.
So is this while you're in the shower and
yeah,
you have the conditioner in?
Soap and wet hair, loads of conditioner, and you're just going to go bit by bit with your hands to comb through.
But then when you rinse the conditioner out of your hair and you get out of the shower and say you do, like I'd put my hair up in a towel turban,
yeah,
give it a shake.
Yeah.
I can't brush my hair.
Well, you're not going to wear a towel. You're not going to use a towel.
Why?
Because the towel, again, is too harsh on your hair and it's going to, you know, ruin the natural curl pattern. So what you're actually going to do is get an old t-shirt, and this is something called plopping. And what you're going to do is put the t-shirt on a table, you're going to flip your head over and you're going to plop your hair into this t-shirt and you're just going to scrunch and get all the heavy wetness out. And you've probably left a little bit of conditioner in your hair from the shower because you're actually allowed to do that with this method. And you're just going to, again, use your hands. And it's all very gentle and it's about not disrupting the natural curl pattern as much as possible. And then you're going to air dry it, or you can use a diffuser on a very low heat and just a little bit. But you're kind of, the more you can air dry, the better. And you're just trying to leave your hair alone, really, which is wild.
Okay, there's a lot to process.
It's a lot. I know.
Plopping in particular.
Yeah.
Okay, so you let it dry naturally itself. Mm-hmm. My issue when I let my hair dry naturally myself is half my head does one thing.
Yeah.
And the other half does another thing.
So other than conditioner, it's a very simple process. You have your conditioner and then you have gel. And you're ideally going to get a water-based gel. So it's not a really thick hair gel. It's going to be quite watery. And you cast your hair. You put it all over your hair and you let it dry. So when it dries, it's going to have stayed in this lovely little pattern. And as soon as it's fully, fully dried, you can get a bit of oil and just scrunch out the crunch is what it's called. You're going to scrunch your hair and it's going to be soft and wavy, but no frizz because it's going to have been cast as it's drying.
So the gel, would that be like what a guy would use?
Yeah, just make sure it's a water soluble one. So it's quite like a light one. It's not very thick. It's not going to make your hair sticky. It's just going to keep it in place as it dries. And then you can break the cast and your hair should be lovely and soft.
What? This is groundbreaking stuff for me. So does this method apply to boys as well? Because
yeah.
I have a 2.5-year-old. And he has, the only way I can describe them is Irish dancing girls.
Yeah.
And they're proper corkscrew ringlets.
Yeah.
And it is the most divine thing I have ever seen. Like he has so, so much hair and I just want it to always be the way it is. But as somebody who does not have hair like that, my mum has hair like that.
Mm-hmm.
She does not embrace it at the way that you're talking about. So I don't know how to look after it from. And I want to do the best with it that I can.
Yeah. I mean, listen, my mum has straight hair. It's all my dad's side of the family that have the curls. So God bless her. She had me and she didn't know what to be doing. So, and back in the 90s, there was no frizzies, as she keeps telling me when I look back at photos, horrified. But Lorraine Massey actually has another book. It's called Curly Kids. So that will give you loads of tips for looking after children's hair.
Oh, amazing.
But it is all the same. You know, you're basically just protect the hair. Use kind of protein rich ingredients, lots of moisturizing, you know, conditioners, but try and leave it alone as much as you can is kind of the main thing. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I'm dying to put the gel in it and let it dry and harden and then put the oils in.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. So, so once you've established that kind of how to, we've mm-hmm. gone through the steps, how can you find your own curlmunity? Do you like that?
It's, yeah, and there is one. They really exist. They are everywhere. Yeah, because if you go online, so Lorraine Massey doesn't back this part, but if you go online and find what is your curl type, you can kind of find you might be a 3B, a 2A, so you might have soft waves, you might have really tight coils. And then if you just hashtag that onto any social media platform, so you just look 3B curls, you'll find people with hair just like yours. And then you just start following them and you start seeing what they're using and what they're doing. And there's a whole community. And it's really good, actually, because on Facebook, you'll find curly girl groups. If you've bought a moisture or a conditioner and you realize, do you know what, that just doesn't suit my hair, but I don't want to get rid of it, you know, it's a full bottle, go on to these communities, they'll swap, they'll sell, they'll pick it up from you just so you're not wasting it, share tips, tell you where to get to the good hairdressers, all that kind of thing.
That's amazing, because I personally will get most of my hair, makeup, any of those kind of tips I get from social media. And
100%.
It's because you're watching other people, so it's much easier to learn. So
yeah,
that's fun. And how do I find out what kind of curl type I am?
Give it a quick Google. There's usually tests online. It will kind of ask, you know, does your hair dry out quickly? Is it like this? Is it like that? And you'll kind of recognize as well. Even look back at childhood photos and see what kind of waves did you have? And that's what you're aiming for again.
How would you describe your hair?
Oh, a mess most days.
It's far from a mess. It's absolutely stunning.
It's, yeah, mine's a 3B if you find that out later, but it's quite curly. And, you know, it used to be even bigger because my mom, bless her again, would just brush through it and it would be absolutely huge. But I've managed to get it down to kind of a more manageable size now. But,
and how long did it take you to figure out the right products for you and the right technique for you and to get it looking as beautiful as it is?
Yeah, do you know, it took a while because I had straightened it. It was so damaged. So even when I washed my hair, it wasn't going properly curly because it was just in these kind of dead ends and half flattened and all the rest. So it was really, I moved to New York after college and obviously there's just so many hairdressers there. There's so many women of color working on those hairdressers who have so much experience with thick textured curly hair. And really from them, I kind of started learning and then I started finding the handbook. But yeah, I'd say it took a couple of months for my hair to start coming back. It was a process.
So patience is key.
Yeah.
What else? What are the do's and don'ts besides patience?
Do you know what? Like, really try to avoid any kind of heat styling, because sometimes you can go, I've had too many bad hair days. I just want one day of getting it blow dried, and it just sets you back. So really try and commit to it. And then when you're sleeping, you know, make sure you're using either a silk bonnet or a silk pillowcase or scrunchies to put it up, because again, normal pillowcases are going to rough up your hair and break the curl pattern. So it can be good to just really protect it at night.
So should you tie your hair up when you're sleeping?
You can. It's called a pineapple. You just get a scrunchie, you flip your hair upside down and tie the hair at the top of your head so you look a bit like a pineapple, but it just keeps it up, but you're not getting those dents from your bobbin.
Oh,
yeah,
that's genius. Pineapple plopping, was
plopping,
that the other
there's
plopping?
Many terms.
So what's your routine?
So I don't I haven't been able to let go of shampoo, but I use a very low sulfate one.
Okay.
So I use that, a really good conditioner, and then I couldn't be doing the finger tangling thing because that
okay,
would just
so
take too long.
So
I do, but I use a Denman paddle brush, which is kind of very soft bristles, and it's kind of helps get your hair to clump together properly. And then just a bit of leave-in conditioner and that's it. And then I just try and let it dry naturally.
Wow.
The gel didn't work for me, but I know it works for others, but I just find a bit of leave-in conditioner is enough.
And I mean, what have we spoken about? The plopping, what the pineapple, are there other terms in this community?
Squished condish.
Squished condish?
Which is squishing your hair to make sure it's really conditioned. So when you've got conditioner in, you can scrunch it from the ends all the way up to the root, and you're just constantly, you'll rinse out a little bit, then kind of almost put it back in. You know, you're just constantly getting
wow.
it to really stay in your hair. And you could kind of hear almost how dried, hydrated your hair is, you know, because curly hair is really dry. So you just need loads of moisturizing ingredients.
Okay. Why do you think people are looking after their curls now rather than destroying them? What is it that's made it so popular? Because I know we've said on social media, people are kind of embracing not yeah. looking alike. Do you think it's also because maybe with these communities we're speaking about that people don't feel so individualized, maybe
yeah.
the way we might have before?
Well, the amount of information now out there, like I didn't know what to do, you know, so I would straighten it because I didn't know what else to do. And I think just now there's so much more information. And I know the article did really well during the lockdowns, actually, because people just had time and they kind of said, oh, do you know what? I'm going to start messing around, playing with this, seeing if I can get my curls back. And every summer it comes back up. Everyone wants beachy waves for summer.
Yeah, well, see, this is it. That's true. Can you ever imagine yourself going straight again? Would you ever do it again?
Like once every couple of years just to see what it looks like, but no,
I
feel so odd. I feel like I don't look like myself at all now.
Isn't
so it's
funny?
So funny.
You don't even feel like you.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Well, anyway, Shannon, that is, I'm delighted. I'm going to try it myself.
Great.
I'll try without the shampoo. I'll give it a go and see how I get on. And I'm definitely trying the whole method on my son. I cannot wait to see what he looks like. It'll hopefully be fabulous. Shannon Featherston, RTE Lifestyle Lead, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about the Curly Girl Method.
Jem Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.